There were two windows open on the screen. One showed a basic wireframe model of the mound itself, with the information from the radar added, so that the tunnels formed a cross through the middle. It was the second window where Harper was working. An image solidified slowly from its own wire skeleton, surfaces and textures gradually filling it out like a child's colouring. A dark, mottled, rat-like creature revolving slowly inside the window. Its eyes glinted darkly. Satisfied, Harper clicked on a control and the creature stopped turning. It stared back out of the screen at him. Harper's fingers traced across the touchpad and the pointer on the screen moved to another control. An entry box opened, and he typed in a number. 10. He hesitated, then added another 0, making it 100. The box closed, and the window was suddenly full of the creatures, jostling and fighting for space, disappearing behind the edges of the window. They seemed to scratch at the glass of the screen, trying to get out. Screeching and shrieking erupted from the little speakers at the side of the laptop, and Harper adjusted the volume. Then he closed the window. It shrank back down to a small icon on the desktop. Slowly, carefully, Harper picked up the icon with the pointer and dragged it over to the wireframe picture of the mound. The pointer, loaded with the icon, hovered for a moment over a point two-thirds of the way along the tunnel. A point where a black web of lines traced out an obstruction. Harper lifted his finger from the touchpad, and the icon tumbled into the tunnel. It was the noise that Matt noticed first, a scratching, scraping sound. "Hello?" he called. "Is that you?" Had Robin and her father reached the other side of the cave-in? Were they trying to get through? "I'm here!" he shouted, shining the torch at the wall of fallen stone, in the hope that some of its light might penetrate to the other side for them to see. The sound was getting louder, a high-pitched shrieking and squealing as well as the scratching. It seemed to be coming from all around him. Matt swung the torch away from the wall. A shape caught in its beam. It hesitated, then darted into the blackness. Shadows moved and trembled all around him. Something landed on Matt's shoulder. Instinctively, he brushed it away, looking up in case the roof was about to fall. His hand had brushed against something cold and rough, like fallen earth. The torchlight seemed to be absorbed by the black of the roof, dark, shadowy stone. It rippled and moved as the torchlight shone across it, as if it was alive. And another shape detached itself from the ceiling and dropped onto Matt's shoulder. Caught full in Matt's torch beam, dark eyes gleaming, the shape stared back at him.